It is okay if you don't want to stay friends with the person that you grew up with. It is okay if you want to go back to a friendship or a relationship that you haven't nurtured, but you're realizing now it made you feel really good. It is okay to let parts of your life go, seasons of life go. Just because someone has been in your life does not mean you have to keep them around.
Mama!
Welcome to Mama Has Goals, your weekly reminder that you shouldn't have to sacrifice your dreams to take on the role of mom. I'm Kelsey Smith, mom of two boys, wife, and entrepreneur who's passionate about helping other moms, current and aspiring, to reimagine mom life. I'm bringing you the resources, support, and relatability to debunk that limiting belief that you may have about your ability to achieve your goals while raising a human. We're covering everything from mom guilt, marriage, relationships, careers, finances, mental health, physical health, you name it. Your life doesn't have to fully shift once you become a mom. You can have it all, and we'll show you how. I want to talk a little bit about finding your person. Now, if you're not in a committed relationship or you're feeling negative around committed relationships, bear with me because that's not the only thing that we're going to talk about today. But I was laying in bed last night and I was wide awake, pregnancy insomnia, and my husband's arm graced mine. And I just thought about how when you're with your person, when you're in your safe place, you just feel so whole. You feel so in a haven. And it's this feeling of love and safety and acceptance that is irreplaceable. And if you haven't felt this way before, I hope that you find it. And I want to talk about some other ways that you can find it. But I've thought about other areas of my life and historically where it's felt like complete chaos. And you hear me talk a lot about motherhood being beautiful chaos. It was striving for survival, whether it was financially or for safety or for my identity, my personal safety of just like who I was in me, not even what society was making me feel safe, but did I feel safe in me? And maybe you felt some of these ways before. And I don't advocate for going and finding that safety in someone else, but I have been grateful to have a partner that helps me find that safety within myself and also makes me feel safe when I'm with him. And I'm so grateful for that. But it reminded me of just finding your peace, finding your person, and how this can relate to so many different other areas of our life when we find that puzzle piece that we're looking for. And a person can be a puzzle piece. A person can be a safety net. A person can provide some of what we're looking for. And if you can build on your people in your life, you can create all these different puzzle pieces that help you get maybe a whole half of your puzzle put together. And I'm so grateful that my husband is one of those people for me. It doesn't have to be that way for you, but it is getting curious and saying, what type of puzzle piece do I need? What would my person be for this right now? How do I get this resolution into my life? How do I get that feeling of safety, of knowing, of this peace that I'm longing for? And sometimes it's completely within us. And it usually starts within us no matter what. And I think back to when I met my partner and when we were just really good friends before we even started dating. And it was still this different version of a puzzle piece. He brought out a different version of me that I liked. And he also was this safety net, even as a friend in a different way. And so I want you to think about, where are you longing that in your life? It might be with a romantic partner or a friend. It might be with someone to share your big dreams with. It might be someone that you're able to just really talk the realness of motherhood with. But who is your person for these different areas of your life that you need? And what type of person do you need? So that when you're with that person, it's this full body feeling of, this is it. This is my safety. This is my piece. This is my puzzle piece that I needed in this season. And it's completely okay if you don't have any of those right now. There have been so many of my seasons of life where I haven't felt like I've had that in many aspects.
but it's up to us to go find them. It's up to us to go out and see, where can I find my puzzle piece? Where can I find my person? Now, it might not be on the dating app. I know lots of people that have met their partners on dating apps, but it also might be finding ways to have deeper conversations, ask more meaningful questions, knowing what it is that you need. No one can provide a solution to a problem you're not even aware that you have. So if you're looking for this safety net, this connection, this piece to your puzzle, what does the piece even look like? Is it a friend? Is it something you're longing for that you didn't receive from a parent in the past? Is it that you're looking for someone that you can get guidance from? Maybe you didn't get that from your parent. You weren't able to go to them for advice. You weren't able to go to them for support. You're lacking that support as a mom now. Maybe it's that you're looking for that supportive, intimate partner. Maybe you're looking for a true friend, someone that loves you for who you are, how you are, no strings attached, and you get to evolve and change with. I was with a friend recently who has loved and nurtured me through multiple seasons of life. She's navigated my entrepreneurship with me. She's navigated me as a young individual before I was a mom and married. She's been there to support me as a new mom. And she's always helped me through these different seasons. She hasn't done anything specifically to guide me or help me, but she's always been there. We have a pretty distant friendship. We don't text. We just get together occasionally. But I know she's there. And she accepts me and listens to me in all these different versions and seasons of who I am. She's a special puzzle piece in that way. And I have other friends that are really connected to my entrepreneurship world, my business world. They know me in this space. I get to throw crazy big dreams at them, talk to them about the things that I want to do and build that maybe my other friends wouldn't understand. They're going to look at me like, sure, Kelsey, go for it. That sounds a little crazy. And what are you talking about? And that's okay. Those aren't my people for that piece and that puzzle, but I have these other people that I've now found. I did not have them when I started my business. I had to go out and find them, and I had to be clear on what I wanted. We have a couple different conversations that we've talked about this and talked about having a life council or having your community, having your network, the different people that you need in your life. And the message is similar. It's the same, but it's getting that full body feeling of, this is my person. This is my person to talk to when I'm like, how do I navigate school? How do I navigate bullying? How do I navigate anxiety in my kids and sports and activities? How do I navigate growing up as a parent while I'm trying to parent at the same time? Or this is my person to be able to go out and have a good time, whether it's with a beverage and letting loose and dancing and being silly or whatever it is that you need. You should have these different people in your life to allow you to be these different versions of yourself. And you'll get this full body feeling when you do, where you're like, oh my gosh, I love going out and dancing with that friend. It is so much fun. Or I love sitting down and having serious money and business conversations with that friend. I love talking through career growth with this friend. I love just venting about the hardships of motherhood and laundry with this friend. I love being able to just be in the space of my partner and feel safe and secure and held. I love being able to have that friend that I can talk about this with or that with. Who are the people that are your people? And I think the biggest secret, maybe not the biggest, there's a couple, but one of the biggest secrets to life is realizing that you do not have to be everyone's person and not everyone is going to be your person. The people that are your people may only be your people for one portion of what you need. We cannot expect everything from everyone and they cannot expect that from us. I'll repeat it. It is so important for you to find your people for your categories, for your buckets, for your seasons, and to get really comfortable with that feeling of what feels good, that inner knowing, that solar plexus, that ability to navigate and feel and understand, this is for me or this is not. It is a beautiful blessing and a beautiful measure of growth when you're able to acknowledge that someone is or is not for you. It is okay if you don't want to stay friends with the person that you grew up with. It is okay if you want to go back to a friendship or a relationship that you haven't nurtured but you're realizing now it made you feel really good. It is okay to let parts of your life go, seasons of life go. Just because someone has been in your life does not mean that you have to keep them around. Just because you've been connected to a friend, a family member, even a partner does not mean that you have to keep them. Now, I advocate in any of these situations for getting clear on why, working through the problem or the solution, looking for support and resources. But at the end of the day, if it is not meant for you, let it go and live your life and go find the right puzzle pieces. Go find the right people, the people that make you feel good and whole and bring out the best version of you. Getting clear on what the best version of you is to you. Who do you want to be? What do you want to stand for? What type of people are going to help nurture that for you? Now, if I could bottle up the feeling of laying in bed, knowing that my husband's there, his arm gracing mine, or sitting down with that friend that I can just be all of myself with, or having that conversation with that person that allows me to expand and be big and be unapologetic about my hopes and dreams, if I could bottle up those feelings and give them to you and say, this is what I want you to feel when you find your pieces in your puzzle, I would. But the fact is, you have to find that feeling yourself. So mama, I want you to take a couple minutes today. And I encourage you as this episode ends that you grab a piece of paper, pull out the notes app in your phone, and just take a couple minutes thinking about who are those people that you do have in your life? Who are your persons? Who are your people? The ones that you get that feeling with, that you love, that you never want to lose, and what parts of your puzzle are they pieces for? And the second part that I want you to take a couple minutes to type out and think about or write on is, which ones do you wish you had? What puzzle pieces are missing? Where are you lacking that feeling? What are you longing for? And then the third is, what are some ways that you could allow yourself to be in new rooms, opportunities, or conversations to find those people? It might be in the Mama Has Goals phone app and web platform. It might be at the grocery store. It might be at the sports activity event, the mama meetup, the coffee shop, work. There are so many different places that you can open your eyes to find your people in your next unlocking. But if you don't know what you're looking for, it's going to be a lot harder to find it. So go ahead and rewind and listen to those three prompts again. Take a couple minutes to write those out. And I cannot wait to see how you build out your people this year and get that support that you have been longing for and needing and very, very much are deserving for. Sending you so much love, mama.
There's so much more where this came from. Take the next step and download the Mama Has Goals app or visit our web platform. Real, authentic, full, supportive community is available at your fingertips, and we can't wait to create space for you, mama.